Hello, and welcome to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 27th. I am your host, Mr. Miller. This podcast will cover a number of topics that happened on this date in history. Please visit the podcast webpage at thishappentoday.buzzsprout.com. There you can download the notes page, which will help you organize the information as well as develop your own ideas on how these events changed the world around us. If you're interested in hearing more, please consider subscribing so you will not miss out on what happens tomorrow in history. In 1964, an Alaskan earthquake, the strongest earthquake ever recorded in North America, struck Alaska's Prince William Sound. It's about 74 miles southeast of Anchorage. Most of Alaska's mainland felt a magnitude 9.2 earthquake, which wobbled Seattle's Space Needle some 1,200 miles away. The earthquake was so powerful that it registered in all states except for Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Delaware. The quake also led to significant scientific breakthroughs in subduction earthquakes and how to minimize their destruction. Eyewitnesses described hearing a crunching, grinding noise as the earth shook. They recalled seeing asphalt roads rise and fall like waves and the ground opening and closing before them, water shooting up through the ensuing cracks. The violent shaking led to water, sewer, and gas line breaks and widespread telephone and electrical failures. It effortlessly toppled telephone poles, buckled railroad tracks, split roads in half, uprooted buildings, cars, and docks, and tore homes apart. Seismic waves caused the earth to ring like a bell. As bad as the tremors were, the worst was yet to come. The earthquake triggered a swell of devastating tsunamis, landslides, and submarine slumps, which caused massive property damage and loss of life. The death toll reached 131 people. 15 died during the initial tremors, and the rest in the subsequent tsunamis and landslides. 4 minutes may not seem like a long time, but when it comes to earthquakes, it's an eternity, and tremors during the Great Alaska Earthquake of 1964 lasted at least 4 minutes. In 1980, after a week of small earthquakes below the area, an eruption of Mount St. Helens blasted a mushroom cloud over most of the state of Washington. Then 2 months later, catastrophically, Mount St. Helens erupted on May 18th. The first sign of activity at Mount St. Helens was in the spring of 1980 after a series of small earthquakes began on March 16th. After hundreds of additional earthquakes, steam explosions on March 27th blasted a crater through the volcano's summit ice cap. Within a week, the crater had grown to about 1,300 feet in diameter and two giant crack systems crossed the entire summit area. By May 17th, more than 10,000 earthquakes had shaken the volcano, and the north flank had grown outward at least 450 feet to form a noticeable bulge. Such dramatic deformation of the volcano was strong evidence that molten rock, magma, had risen high into the volcano. In 2010, a computer hacker from Florida was sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping engineer one of the largest thefts of credit and debit cards numbers in U.S. history. U.S. District Judge Patty Serra sentenced Albert Gonzalez of Miami, who pleaded guilty to breaking into computer systems of major retailers, including TJX and BJ's Wholesale Club. Prosecutors had sought 25 years for Gonzalez, saying he had victimized millions of people and cost companies, banks, and insurers nearly $200 million. His lawyer had argued Gonzalez should get no more than 15 years. He pleaded guilty the previous year in three separate hacking cases brought in Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York. The latest hearing with the Massachusetts case, a second sentence on the Friday after this, was also in Boston, was going to deal with the others. His Boston attorney, Martin Weinberg, has said that the client was a self-taught computer genius, displayed behavior consistent with Asperger's syndrome, a form of autism. A defense psychiatrist report described Gonzalez as being socially awkward, an internet addict with an idiot savant-like genius for computers and information technology. Authorities said Gonzalez and two foreign co-defendants would drive past retailers with laptop computers tapping into those with vulnerable wireless internet signals. They would then install sniffer programs that picked off credit and debit card numbers as they moved through the retailer's computer before trying to sell the numbers overseas. Gonzalez, known online as Soup Nazi, became a Secret Service informant after he was first arrested for hacking back in 2003. But even as he helped the government nail other hackers, prosecutors said that he kept breaking into retailers' computers, amassing $2.8 million that he used to buy a Miami condo, a car, Rolex watches, and a Tiffany ring for his girlfriend. You have been listening to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 27th. I thank you for listening, and I hope that you have enjoyed learning about historical events from the past. Thank you to the following websites for the information regarding today's topics: thepeoplehistory.com, Good Friday Earthquake at history.com, Mount St. Helens at usgs.gov, and the TJX credit card hacker at nbcnews.com. The music used as the background track for this podcast is Americana, created by Kevin McLeod on incompetech.com. If you enjoyed this information and would like to hear more, please consider subscribing, as this will keep the historical events in your feed in the morning for each day. I hope you have a great day.